Lucas Meyer, one of the top Democrat strategists and analysts, one of our political all-stars, and of course, Lucas Meyer, Straight to the Dome. Good morning, Lucas.
Good morning, Jack.
Well, you know, the news has been tough internationally, now too close to home in Maine. You know, Lucas, it's interesting, before we get back to politics, one of our listeners on the app is in South Korea, Sue from the Seacoast, and she sent me a message this morning which hit home in a strange way. She and her, significant other are in South Korea on a trip to that area and eventually to Japan, and they're listening this morning on the app to, she said, I'm listening to you this morning. My office was worried about us going here for our safety, and now I'm hearing about Maine. Crazy world. It says a lot, doesn't it?
It absolutely does. You know, I have a cousin at Bates, and, you know, my sister lives in Portland. So, you know, these things, you know, you always watch the news, and you wonder when in our community, and, you know, Lewiston isn't New Hampshire, but it's close. There's a lot of similarities between those communities. So, I mean, this is, you know, I remember Columbine, and I remember how much that shook the nation and really, like, imprinted on people's psyche, and now it's like a regular occurrence. So this is
pretty sad.
Like the sad reality right now.
Yeah, and again, what also concerns police is the history of mental health with this person of interest. Had to have some treatment last summer, 2 weeks, and they're concerned about that. If he has another episode, who could be in the path? Lucas, let's switch gears. I thought of you yesterday, but I did not reach out. I was going to get you on. I thought, do you know why I thought of you yesterday?
I'm assuming it's Congressman Phillips, and I keep getting calls from reporters.
No, not yet. No? It was the Biden campaign issuing that release, basically blaming the DNC and their own party and the rules, and saying it's their fault because President Biden would really love to be on the ballot up here in the primary, but he's not going to be. I had to laugh at that one.
Yeah, the whole thing is pretty ridiculous from tip to tail. I think it's a distraction. I think it's pretty goofy. I also, at the same time, think it's much ado about nothing. Mm. I mean, we weren't going to have a robust primary, even if everything went according to plan with, like, timelines. So, to me, it's not much. I think the Republican primary has more interesting dynamics at play. I know Trump was in the state filing, and did he keep some press out of going into the Secretary of State's office? I mean, that's
not
seems,
sure. I know the next day in our studios, my studio Tuesday morning, I had Governor Sununu with Ron DeSantis, and they were critiquing some of the access to Trump at the Secretary of State's office and the event in Derry.
Look at me in line with those two on messaging. That's a first.
Hey, listen, let's go back before we get to Congressman Phillips. You know, it's the Manchester mayor's race right around the corner. That one's going to be, you've talked about it extensively, but do you have any more sense now as we are right almost there?
You know, I went to the debate earlier this week put on by the Manchester Inklink, a great local news outlet in Manchester, really doing some great local reporting. And I got to say, it was refreshing, Jack. It was the most civil, friendly, like, fun conversation of a debate I'd been to in a while. You know, the nature of politics, you kind of are expecting some more contrast in it. But it was a super issues-based conversation. Both of the candidates, Senator Kavanaugh and Jay Rue, seem to, like, get along, which I think is important, because one of them is going to win and one of them isn't. You know, I tend to think it's going to be Kevin Kavanaugh with his background, with his record, with his operation. But at the end of the day, I think this is, you know, I'm a broken record, Jack, that I really think people should dial in and tune into their local politics, their town, their city government, because you do find the people who really care about their community. So I thought it was refreshing. I think there's some clear contrast in the race, but I still got my money put on Kevin Kavanaugh to win that by a couple.
All right, we're being told Congressman Phillips from Minnesota going to file as a Democrat in New Hampshire. He'll be on the ballot. He may not be very well known here, but if he physically shows up in campaigns, I'm sure some Democrats or moderate folks are going to take a look at this.
I imagine so. I mean, he makes a good gelato. I'll give him that. but beyond that, I don't think this is like a serious campaign. You know, I've gotten calls from a lot of folks wondering, like, who's working for him, who's he working with, who he's talking to. When I mean not a soul, I mean not a soul knows. Or anyway, I don't think they've reached out to anyone in the state, or if they have, it's been very quiet as far as getting his operation set up. So he's got a van, and he's got money, so he can run his campaign. I don't think, I don't expect it to get much traction, and I expect President Biden to win a write-in campaign pretty handedly.
Well, Lucas, with all the news here and people you know there, I hope everyone stays safe, because it's been a really horrendous period here until the suspect is caught. And then I can't even imagine those families last night in Lewiston, Maine. Thank you, Lucas Meyer. Straight to the Dome.
Thanks, Jack.